Well, I believe that in our committee, we will be receiving an update on what is happening with Boko Haram in general. So the sole focus is not on the kidnapping of the girls, but what is happening in general in Nigeria right now, and in particular, the conditions in the north.
What specifically will you be looking at, and what help, if need be, will the U.S. Possibly offer Nigeria to help in that directive?
Well, the U.S. has been very involved and is helping Nigeria, but, you know, it's a little bit of a sensitive subject in the sense that, you know, to the extent that Nigeria wants us to be involved, we're involved, but we can't get involved any more than the country wants us to. So we do have, you know, that the president sent over 80 military advisors that are in Chad, and, you know, there's different things that we're doing to help in terms of intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, all of that. But again, it is a little bit touchy when the country that you're working with is not necessarily wanting you to be that involved.
You were recently there. Tell me your experience, and what is the relationship between Washington and specifically Abuja in this directive when everybody in the country, citizenry in Nigeria, is being affected by this Boko Haram menace?
Well, I have to tell you that the purpose of my trip was really a trade mission with the Commerce Secretary. And so I was not focusing on the security issue or on Boko Haram. And so I was there with U.S. businesses, and we were watching essentially businesses be very successful in making specific deals in the energy sector with the business sector of Nigeria. And I think that that's really the sad situation, because on the one hand, we should be celebrating Nigeria's success and Nigeria's advancement to be the largest, strongest economy on the continent. And at the same time, we're dealing with the tragedy from groups like Boko Haram. And we're also dealing with very poor conditions in the north.
Well, there are concerns that Nigeria's power to attract foreign investment could be undermined by these security issues that they have. When you visited them, was this discussed, and what was the response that you got?
Well, first of all, we were in Lagos, and so I'm sure what you're saying is absolutely a concern the further north you go in the country. We were not in Abuja, so this did not come up as a concern in the area that we were in. However, having Boko Haram commit terrorist acts in Abuja, and that is something that is relatively new and happened in relation to the girls being kidnapped, is very, very troubling. I do not believe, though, that at this point in time that there are any major threats to the overall economy of Nigeria. But clearly, anytime you have horrific acts like those that are being committed by Boko Haram, that is a major warning sign that the country must pay very careful attention to and very aggressively respond to.
What are your expectations for tomorrow's hearing about the overall status of the issue of security in Nigeria and Boko Haram, to be specific?
Well, my expectations are really to get an update primarily from former Ambassador Sanders, who was recently in Nigeria. The other witnesses, I think, will be giving us their perspective, and especially their perspective on Boko Haram. So what this hearing will not be, there will be no representation from the State Department or from any other part of the administration. And so we will not be getting up-to-date information from the administration's point of view. And I think that's unfortunate, but that's who's on the witness list so far.